This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
I mean, I know these last games are a little bit of what they are. Some guys are, you're trying to get into the season healthy, and that's the most important thing. But we'll be ready to go because I know certain guys on our team, when it's time to go, it's going to be a little bit different level. But as a group, we need to be better than we were tonight.
It's TFC Pitch Side back once again, this time a short version, a mini version. This is not the big Monday show with the big interviews and all that kind of good stuff. This is TFC Pitchside Match Preview Day. I'm Dan Riccio. This TFC Pitchside Match Preview is for Sunday, March 6th at the New York Red Bull. It's a 1:30 kickoff Eastern time. So I was just at training today. Back into the radio studio, collected all the audio, simmered through it, picked out the best parts. We'll give that to you, and we'll give you all the other good stuff that comes with this TFC Pitch Side Match Preview. There will be no Thomas Michalakos on the show today. He is only a Monday guy. At Dan Riccio 590 is where you can follow me along on Twitter for the updates as soon as I get them from the Kia training grounds. If not, you can stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and get this fun little match preview when it does come out every single Friday afternoon. So what happened at training today? Everybody always wants to know about the injuries, and there is good news. That is, Steven Betashor was back in training today. He will be available. Don't know if he'll start, but he will be available for TFC against the Red Bulls. Other than that, everybody's healthy, except for Jozy Altidore. The hamstring, early part of the season, still cold out. They keep saying it's very minor, as you heard Tim Bezbachenko say on the show past Monday. It's a minor injury. But Altidore has been listed as doubtful by Coach Greg Vanney today. I would bet bottom dollar he does not see the field against New York on Sunday. So Jozy likely to miss game one of the season. Greg Vanney mentioned him. He talked at practice today at training. And he had a couple of interesting things to say. He doesn't often give much about game planning towards the next opponent, doesn't want to give away any state secrets. There was a point during training where the media was watching inside the bubble at the Kia training grounds, and we were kicked out. I was not actually there yet, but the rest of the media were kicked out so as to not see what was going on for the remainder of training. But Greg Vanney did talk about some of the interesting things that have gone on with TFC over the past week. Luke Moore jettisoned away, waived by the club. Hercules Gomez jettisoned away, waived by the club. And Colin Warner traded away for a conditional second round pick to the Houston Dynamo. I'm not sure what exactly went down with Luke Moore. Still trying to figure that out. Talked to some people around training today. They said Herc didn't really look good at all in preseason, and that's partially why this factored in to TFC's decision. Essentially, he got cut. He got beat out by Jordan Hamilton, Tsubasa Endo, and Molan Babuli is the way that I'm looking at it. So Hercules Gomez essentially got cut in favor of the younger players, and it's also a salary cap issue with TFC to get cap compliant. As far as Colin Warner goes, would have been nice to have that depth. But again, salary cap, an issue for the team. And Colin Warner struggling with hamstring injuries as well through the preseason. So the depth, I happen to ask Greg Vanney about that because you look at the team right now and the depth on TFC is suddenly very, very young.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
Herc is one of the slightly older guys, and a couple of guys we also lost is older. But we did bring in some veterans, and Drew and Steven and Will. So I think we have a nice mix of veterans who have a lot of leadership quality and have a lot of experience in this league, and we have a lot of young guys who have incredible engines to work and to run and have very bright futures. And so we like the mix of our group. I mean, we just played a little bit, and it was a very high-paced game, and it was a lot of fun to watch. You could see a lot of what's coming around the corner for our group.
You look at TFC's midfield right now, and here's what it looks like after the Warner trade. Michael Bradley, Jonathan Osorio, Benoit Cheyrou, Will Johnson, Jay Chapman, Marky Delgado, Chris Minella, who's technically a senior squad player on a homegrown deal, but he'll start the year with TFC2, and we'll have Chris Minella on our show Monday night. You'll want to hear from him. He's in preseason training with TFC2 in Vancouver. And Daniel Lovitz, who's hoping to have maybe a breakout year with TFC, but more of a wing player than a central player, which Colin Warner was. So Benoit Cheyrou, Jay Chapman, Marky Delgado, all guys that can tick the box of midfielders in that Colin Warner type role, I guess. Cheyrou's probably a starter. Chapman, Delgado will be the first ones to come off the bench in a central role. As for that salary cap, it is a bit of an issue with this TFC team. And you heard on TFC Pitchside this past Monday, Tim Bezbachenko talk about a possible international player coming through. So, Greg Vanney, are you now in a spot with the salary cap that you can make that sort of move?
We're getting closer. I don't know the exact details of how much we have or where we're at, but I think as we're working off compliance and all of that kind of stuff, I think we're getting closer and closer to do it. I don't know if that would be a short-term thing or if that's something that we would be able to really achieve in a few months or whatever the case may be, but we're working towards that.
One of the things that did come out of training, Greg Vanney seemed pretty certain that Molan Babouli would be given a senior contract before the season begins, so stay tuned for that as the days go by. Michael Bradley, the captain, also speaking at training today and speaking about the 8-game road trip that sits at the feet of TFC. And maybe there's something that Bradley and the squad learned from the 7-game road trip that started the 2015 season.
You guys make more of it than there necessarily needs to be completely honest. Obviously, we feel it most during those 90 minutes where we don't have the support of our fans and where we're not playing in our stadium on our field. But in terms of the week, the build-up, all of that, nothing changes. We're back here. We have a great place to come into every day. You know, in terms of our routine, there's no issues on that end. You know, like I said, we miss the support of our fans, but you know, we'll be committed to taking care of business and making sure that we can come away with some good results and come back home with some real confidence.
I was curious because Bradley's the captain. A lot of people on the team look to his leadership. And I kind of wanted to get a feel for how the team is feeling right now. How did the playoff loss to Montreal affect this team? Is there any remnants of that as training has gone on here in the early part of the season and through preseason? So I asked him, is there a certain hunger or a different mentality with this team ahead of this new season?
I'm not sure I'd put it like that. I think in terms of focus and commitment and determination, I think that part gets covered in a big way in our group. Obviously, making the playoffs was a big step for this club, and certainly anybody who was here last year is proud to have kind of put that one out of the way. But now it's about a lot more than that. It's about trying to be more consistent over the course of a season, about trying to be a team that, when you look at 34 games plus the playoffs, can really say that it's one of the best teams in the league. And that's obviously that's our challenge now. We understand it's not going to be easy. There'll be ups and downs along the way, but that's where we have to take this.
As for last season, TFC had mixed results with the New York Red Bull. Let's get more into the match preview now with the Red Bulls. And let's take you back to last year. We know October 14th, that was a big day for the club, for the Reds. They win 2-1 at BMO Field, clinches a playoff berth. Sebastian Giovinco scores the greatest goal in MLS history, fresh off the plane from Italy. It was an incredible night, and just down the road, Jose Bautista flipping bats and stuff. It was a great night in Toronto sports history, for that matter. But back on August 15th, Red Bulls, top team in the Eastern Conference, they're rolling along. TFC goes to visit New York, and it gets ugly.
Three Red Bulls on the counter, and they tack on another lane. Verón works it ahead. Wright Phillips will get out this. The flag is down. Bradley Wright Phillips, save by Bradley Wright, and they score! Gonzalo Verón opens his account, and the Red Bulls are on their way. They make it 3-0.
And that would be the final 3-0. TFC lost that game at the New York Red Bull. And Red Bull Arena, all time, has not been kind to the Reds. They've never won at Red Bull Arena. Never. Not once. TFC has one win against New York in the history between these two teams when the Reds are the visiting team. And that one came back in 2008. It was at Giants Stadium. Overall, the Reds won 1-9 in road matches against the Red Bulls. It's not pretty at all for TFC on the road to the Red Bull. And it's like, yeah, we remember. But do you, though? Do you remember how bad it gets when this road problem thing against New York really reached its peak? Let me take you back in time. October 24th, 2009. TFC needs a win at Giants Stadium. If they get it, they clinch their first ever playoff berth. Red Bulls back then, in that 2009 season, worst team in MLS. It seemed like a lock. It was, however, the last game at Giants Stadium, and the Red Bull wanted to go out with a bang.
Boyens losing his footing, but now bursting through. This is cut. Should be a penalty.
That's a clear foul in the penalty area, and then it's Kim Buta stepping up to the ball.
So Buta steps up and buries it. 5-0 Red Bulls. And there's the final whistle in the final soccer game at Giants Stadium. And what a send-off by Red Bulls, winning 5-0,
and TFC would go on to not make the playoffs until 2015. Juan Pablo Angel scored twice in that game. He is the career leader in team goals with 58, although I believe Bradley Wright Phillips has got to be getting close to that. Right, he had, what, 27, 28 in his big year, tied the MLS record, and then had another good season last year. So he can't be too far behind. Did you know, though, they were originally known as the New York, New Jersey Metro Stars through 1997. And then from there until the 2005 season, the team was just known as the Metro Stars. 2006 is when they became the Red Bull, as they were sold to Red Bull. In their 20-year existence, they have only missed the playoffs four times. 2010 was a watershed year. They won the Walt Disney World Pro Soccer Classic, what every MLS team strives to win. And New York Red Bull, number two, was established in 2015 as well. But their academy, way ahead of where TFC's is right now. That's not a slag on where TFC is. It's more a compliment to how good the New York Red Bull Academy is currently. They've had 15 coaches in their 20-year history. And, of course, the final game at Giants Stadium was when they beat TFC 5-0. So there's a little brief history on the New York Red Bull, something we like to call Did You Know? And finally, we end this TFC match preview as they get set to play the New York Red Bull in New York on Sunday. I guess it's New Jersey. if we're, you know, being honest. But we'll end every match preview show with the three keys. I'm Dan Riccio. This is TFC Pitch Side. And your three keys to the game.
Major key alert.
For the big match with the New York Red Bull, defending Supporter Shield champions, top team in the East. TFC, number one, have to start strong and confident, composed. This is one thing they did not do at all in their 3-0 loss to the Red Bull last year. Avoid turnovers, smart passing. The Red Bull held opponents to a league-low 84% pass completion rate last year. League-low. Their high-pressing game causes a lot of fits. I know TFC has been working hard in training to try and work with that, but it's not going to be easy. You look at the Red Bulls team, and their midfield is about as strong as they come. Dax McCarty, Grella, Sydney Sam. Sydney Sam's the Bundesliga guy. Lloyd Sam, obviously. And Veron, who you heard scored the goal, third goal last year in that 3-0 loss. So the Red Bulls are unbelievably stacked in the midfield, and all those guys well under the cap and all very, not heavily paid in the same way that, you know, Michael Bradley and some of the other guys on TFC are. Sasha Kiljistan, also very good. Felipe providing the width on the wings for the Red Bull as well. So they go with a projected 4-5-1 formation, and that has to be one of the keys to the game. You got to start composed, stay confident, don't lose your cool, because that high pressing game is going to cause you fits, and that's how it should work for TFC. You got to stop service to Bradley Wright Phillips. So close down those midfielders, because that's what they are trying to do. They're trying to get the ball to their big striker, who's been very clinical over the last couple of MLS seasons. It's pretty obvious. You want to beat the Red Bull, you have to stop service to Bradley Wright Phillips. And finally, attack the center of their defense. Who's going to be starting in center defense for the Red Bull? It's still a bit of a mystery to me. It's not a slam dunk for this weekend, at least. Matt Miazga was their superstar young defender last year, sold away to Chelsea. So with him out, they are looking at a new center of defense, and TFC have to challenge those players, force them into mistakes, get Jovinko as often as you can into one-on-one situations with those guys, and TFC should have some success this weekend against the New York Red Bull. Won't be easy. Obviously, home opener for the Red Bull in this one, and TFC not very good on the road, as most teams in MLS are not very good on the road. Mostly, what do you want to see from TFC out of this game, though? You want to see them not get pumped. You want to see them stay composed defensively, stay organized defensively, which is one thing they didn't do a whole lot of last year, as we all know, allowing a tied four league high 58 goals. So there it is, your first of 34 match previews to come this year with TFC Pitchside. I'm Dan Riccio. You can follow me on Twitter at DanRiccio590. Do so to get the link to our TFC Pitchside MLS Soccer Fantasy League. Again, we'll tweet out the code. We'll tweet out the auto join link for you to find over there. And remember, of course, as well, to subscribe to the show on iTunes or whatever other podcasting medium you may use, because we are going to have podcast only shows every Friday, the match previews, and we'll have something called TFC Extra that we do throughout the year as we go along. Those could be one-on-one interviews, they could be special interviews, throwback interviews, could be anything. So you'll want to subscribe to the podcast so you won't miss those. I'm Dan Riccio. This was TFC Pitchside.